यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणान्ति। Yesterday in our class, we told and explained that we should be careful, like Bharat Maharaj. Even he left his home, his wife, children and everything, and he was doing bhajan. And he wanted to save a deer, but he was tossed and he came down. So we should try to always careful for this, don't attach. But you should make your family like Krishna family, that the children are the eternal servant of Krishna. My wife is like so. My wealth and everything is of Krishna, this wealth, not mine. And whatever you do to please Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. Also one thing, that in your last days, at the time of death, if you are remembering anything, worldly thing, then you will have to come down in next birth like that. You can be, if you are keeping dogs, and at the time of death, dogs will come in your remembrance, you will have to come to dog. So, like Bharat Maharaj, he was remembering the deer and he became deer. So, at that time, at the time of death, if he was remembering Krishna as his associates, then quickly you will be liberated and you will have the chance of serving Radha and Krishna. Always be careful for all of these things. If you want to be a good devotee, you should try to follow Ambarish Maharaj. Doing pranam from his head, or from hands, always serving. By feet, always going in the place of Krishna, temples and pastimes of Krishna like Vrindavan here and there. Ears to hear the glorification of Krishna. Om, tongue should be used in chanting name and glorifying Krishna in this way. And be very strong, observing Ekadashi and all other things. Krishna Janmashtami. At that time, you should be very careful that you should not take a grain, wheat or anything composed by these things. Either in night or in day. Next day, there is a time fixed, at that time you can take. Otherwise, don't. Especially in France, I am seeing their devotees are very weak. Very weak. They don't care for taking drugs, smoking, wine, tobacco, or gaja, bhanga, bhang, and all others. How they can be? This is like an offense. Avoiding the rules of Shastra and Krishna teachings and Gurudev teaching. They are avoiding. Though this will be like an offense. They cannot realize anything. They must be very strong. Like Ambarish Maharaj, from a Pundarik Brahmachari will speak the essence of this story, how he was strong and how he was doing. Even Durvasa came and wanted to test him, but he was very strong. He will tell. In brief, not taking so much time. You should come here, very near. Harmonium should be given. You should come. You can take. So you should try to be very bold, strong, but in the other hand, very humble. Like Ambarish Maharaj, always chanting, remembering, using his whole senses for Krishna. Chanting, remembering, worshipping. He was not involved in his governing things. Though he was king of whole world, he used to manage it by his prime ministers and high classes of Brahmins. Never entangled. So you should try to follow Ambarish Maharaj. Even Durvasa Muni, so much powerful he came, and he coursed him, but he was just standing. As if there was nothing. But when Chakshusudarshan followed Durvasa Rishi, how he was powerful, but he was trembling, and he at once ran away to save him. We see that Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj are pure devotees. They never fear for death or anyone. So he was like this. So you should surrender yourself to your Guru and Krishna. Nothing to worry. No problem will come. Krishna manages everything. And you can chant and remember like Ambarish Maharaj. And if you are not surrendering, by words you are surrendering, but lock and key within your hands, then he will not do anything for you. So you should try to. I have come to remember all these things. In the beginning of initiation, you should surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Guru. And then something you will realize then by your soul and by all senses, you should surrender to Krishna. Then will gradually develop. Or if you are not falling, you cannot. You should also remember the pastimes of Chitraketu Maharaj. At first, he was very far. One son, he has lakhs of thousands and thousands of wives, one by one coming, but no son, no child. So he was very. He understood like this, that if I have no son, then I am very wretched. Who will, after my death, who will be the king? And who will give my
offer oblations to the forefathers?
So he was thinking. And Ambarish Maharaj how came? And he initiated him. And then what became? And then when he was realizing, then he was going everywhere in this world. Anyhow, by the course of Parvati, he became like a demon, Vritrasu. But even in that form also, he was remembering and chanting. And he was surrendered to Krishna. Very wonderful thing. So in any stage, devotees always humble, always surrendered, and always very strong. Prem Prayojan will speak about this in very brief. But the essence of all the teachings should be there. Don't take more time, because a drama play is going to be held. More than lakhs years. So one by one he did no harm. He did. He was a very powerful. Was very powerful.
So Chitiketu Maharaj, having 10 million wives, but still he had no son, because by chance, by providence, every one of his wives was barren. So he didn't have a son. And he was lamenting bitterly for this.
Parikshit Maharaj became very happy, and he requested, "Oh, I am not satisfied. I want to hear more and more sweet pastimes of Krishna. I don't remember my thirst, water or anything. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to take anything. I want to hear these nectars from you. So please let me know some other pastimes of Krishna." Then Sukadeva Goswami became so happy, and he began to tell how Krishna came in the form of Ram. How he left his kingdom to carry the order of his father, and he went to jungle with his dear Sita, wife, and brother Lakshman. There, Raman came, a demon, and how he stole away Sita. And then Ram, with the help of Sugriva and with monkeys and bears, like Sugriva and Hanuman and Angad and others, he knew where Sita is. He is in the kingdom of Raman. And he wanted to invade Lanka, but so big ocean was there. At least 100 crores. Jojan, 100 into 4 crores. Crores means into two, so much miles. How much miles?
800 miles.
From India, there is ocean, and then Lanka. And it was surrounded with so many high classes of peak of mountains. So many demons were there. It was very dangerous to go there. And with so many monkeys, how he can cross the ocean? At once some monkeys came, and they told that, "Oh, we can do by your mercy." And they told all the monkeys that you should bring stones and mountains. And they began to bring, and they only touched it, Ram, Ram, and they kept, and they began to float on the water. And thus very quickly they made a very strong breeze over ocean. Still now there are some signs of that. And very easily he crossed the ocean, and he invaded Lanka, and he killed Raman, Kumbhakarna and so many sons of Raman, about 1 lakh. And Sabalak, 1,25,000 of grandsons, very powerful, knowing so much Maya. And he killed all, and he took Sita and returned to Ayodhya. But again he anyhow He has to left his Sita. And he left Sita forever. Very, what?
Pathetic
sins. Now no time to explain all these things. Otherwise we will weep all by hearing these things. And time is also over. Now it is about 8. We will have to see, wait and see some drama play here. Very interesting. How a devotee became weak, lacking of good association. And he left everything, chanting, remembering. And he was involved in family. So you can see this drama play just now. A kirtan should be done. They should come being ready. Very quickly you should come. Make a space here that they can play drama here. So give some places. Oh.